Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Hello and welcome to another edition of Play Me or Fade Me. And thank you for joining us as always. And that's a winner. Yes, you can make it back to back winning days on the podcast. And it was a whole lot of fun on Friday. I finally got what I wanted. I ran the table in college basketball. So let's recap the winning card for you. I cash in Northern Iowa in the Missouri Valley, minus the one against Belmont. It was a hard-fought basketball game at Arch Madness, but in the end, the Panthers get the job done for me, and I cashed the ticket. In the West Coast Conference, I had San Diego plus the 1.5 against Pepperdine. San Diego gets up 14. They give away the lead. It's tied in the closing seconds at 52. Steve Lavin draws up the right play, and San Diego hits the clutch three-pointer. They win the basketball game, and I cashed the ticket. In the Summit League, I had Oral Roberts minus the 2.5 against South Dakota. Oral Roberts had lost 7 consecutive games, but Isaac McBride did not want to see his season end on Friday as the Golden Eagles get the job done. They win and cover the number, and I get to cash the ticket. In the American Conference, I had Tulane minus the 2.5 against Wichita State. It was dicey in the first half, down double digits, but the Green Wave made their run. They go on for the victory. I get to cash the ticket not once, but twice. Thank you for the votes on Twitter, and thank you for the winner. Coin flips, I go 1-1. I cash in the NBA on the Magic of the Knicks under the 208.5. NHL, I lose on the Red Wings and the Coyotes over the 6.5. Nonetheless, a great day for me on Friday. And a quick update, I am once again betting every single college basketball game in tournament action on my blog and on Twitter. I'm betting every first half under, just like last year, where we won, 58%, 126, 27 units, something like that. And the first half unders had a day on Friday. It was a whole lot of fun. As I record this podcast with one game to go, the first half unders are 13-3 today. Yeah, I'm making just a little bit of profit, so it's been a whole lot of fun. The sides are currently 7-7 for me. I still have 3 games to go there with the sides, hoping I can eke out some profit. I'll update, of course, everything on the blog with the results once all the games go final. But once again, unfortunately, as I record this, I don't have lines for all the games yet. I don't even have all the matchups. So there are some add-on plays I may want to make here, even on the podcast. So check the show notes. But once again, every single game will be posted on the blog and on Twitter. And if you need to find the blog, once again, go to the show notes and you'll find the link to the blog site. So there are 58 conference tournament games that are now complete. We have 29 more games on Saturday. And after Saturday, we're going to be 30% done with March Madness for conference tournament action. It's going fast, but it's a whole lot of fun. Conference tournament action today will be in the CAA, the Northeast, the SoCon, the Big South, the Sun Belt, the America East, the Missouri Valley, the Summit, the Big Sky, the OVC, and the West Coast. 11 conferences in action, and we will crown a champion today in the OVC. Unfortunately, as I record this, I don't know the other team in the championship game yet, so I can't bet on it, but I will once again in the blog. So let's start with the system play. I may have add-ons to this system. I will post it in the show notes, but once again, I believe it's tough to beat a team 3 times in a season when favored by 6 or less. The theme is 6-2 so far this year. I'm back for more today because we have some of those situations on the card. So let's start in the Northeast. It's Wagner plus the 6 at Central Connecticut. And this is not a neutral site game. This is a true road game. The Blue Devils of Central Connecticut won the first 2 meetings of the season, winning by 1 in overtime at home and winning by 1 on the road. So 2 heartbreaking losses for the Seahawks. I'm just hoping for revenge today. I've heard it before. It's tough to beat a team 3 times in a season when favored by 6 or less. So give me Wagner plus the 6 at Central Connecticut. Next up, we go to the Summit. It's Denver plus the 4.5 against UMKC. So the Roos of UMKC have won 6 consecutive games, and they won both meetings this year against Denver. The Roos won by 14 at home, then they won by 15 at the Pioneers last week. Very impressive. Nonetheless, it's tough to beat a team 3 times in a season when favored by 6 or less. So give me the Pioneers of Denver plus the 4.5 against UMKC. Next up, we go to the CAA. It's Northeastern plus the 2.5 against Stony Brook. The Seawolves of Stony Brook won the first 2 meetings of the season, winning by 9 at Northeastern and then by 4 at home over the Huskies. So let's say it again. It's tough to beat a team 3 times in a season when favored by 6 or less. Give me Northeastern plus the 2.5 against Stony Brook. Next up on the card, we go to the SoCon. Ooh, I don't like this one. It's Wofford plus the 4 against Chattanooga. So how committed am I to this strategy? I love the guards of Chattanooga. I've bet on the Mocs all season long, and now when it matters the most, I'm going to jump ship. The Mocs won both meetings of the regular season, winning at Wofford by 14, then beating the Terriers by 16 at home just a couple weeks ago. As much as I want to bet on them, it's tough to beat a team 3 times in a season when favored by 6 or less. So give me the Terriers plus the 4 against Chattanooga. Next up on the card, we go to the Sun Belt. It's Arkansas State minus the 1.5 against Louisiana. We finally have a favorite that has lost both games in the regular season. The Ragin' Cajuns won the first meeting by 7 on the road. They won the second meeting by 6 at home. I've said it before, it's tough to beat a team 3 times in a season when favored by 6 or less. That is the case in this underdog. So give me the Red Wolves of Arkansas State minus the 1.5 against Louisiana. And once again, because we still have games pending and I do not know the matchups for tomorrow, I could have some additional system plays to add to the card. I will post those in the show notes at the very top if that ends up being the case once all the games settle tonight. Now, let's get to the rest of the card. It's a big card here today, once again, in college basketball. We go to Mac Daddy Hoops play of the day in the MAC. He's on Mount St. Mary's, plus the 1.5 against Fairfield. So Fairfield is coming off a solid performance at home against Canisius, where senior Bryson Goodine scored 37 points. I can't pronounce anything, so I apologize for that. Now they travel to a well-rested Mount squad. Mount last played at Niagara, where they scored 91 points and dominated both ends of the floor. Fairfield won the first meeting by 14, and it wasn't even that close. They led by 28 with 3 minutes to go. Mount was a little banged up that night. Tonight, they should have one of those guys back, and the other is listed as questionable. So watch the injury report and follow Mac Daddy Hoops on Twitter. He'll give you the updates. Fairfield is playing for a chance to gain a share of the MAC title. Meanwhile, Mount St. Mary's is looking to avoid the 8-9 game. It's senior day. It's a tough spot for Fairfield. Mac Daddy likes the Mount to defeat another Connecticut school as a home underdog. So let's go Mount St. Mary's, the Mountaineers, plus the 1.5 at home over Fairfield. Next up on the card, we go to the ACC. It's Wake Forest minus the 3.5 against Clemson. So things looked so good 2 weeks ago for the Demon Deacons after that big win over Duke. Since then, they lost at Notre Dame, they lost at Virginia Tech, and then they were stunned by Georgia Tech at home. So what the heck has happened? Well, stay calm here. Wake Forest is 15-1 at home this season. They still have the 3rd best offense, the 5th best defense. Clemson's a good basketball team. They've won 4 of 5. They have a pair of top 10 road wins already this season, winning at Alabama and North Carolina. The Tigers are a solid club, but after 3 straight losses, I'm all in on Wake Forest here. Give me the Demon Deacons of Wake Forest, minus the 3.5 against Clemson.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
It's only a kick.
A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Next up on the card, we go to the SEC. It's Mississippi State minus the 4.5 against South Carolina. So same story as Wake Forest. Mississippi State was looking good 2 weeks ago. 5 straight wins, 19-8. Now they've lost 3 consecutive basketball games to Kentucky, Auburn, and Texas A&M. South Carolina won the first meeting by 6. South Carolina fought hard but fell short against Tennessee this week. The Gamecocks are having a great season. They're 24-6. They rank 3rd best in the conference on defense. South Carolina already has 7 road wins this season, including a big one at Tennessee. But the Bulldogs of Mississippi State have the 9th best home court edge, and I expect them to stop the losing skid at 3. So give me the Bulldogs of Mississippi State minus the 4.5 at home over South Carolina. Next up on the card, we go to the Big Ten. It's Northwestern minus the 4.5 against Minnesota. Really surprised at this number. So not only am I fading the Golden Gophers in every game until the season is over, I've actually finally won 3 of 4 with that strategy, but I do expect it to make it 4 of 5 after this one as Minnesota falls back to planet Earth with their against the spread numbers. I love this number at 4.5. I'd be playing this one up to 7. I think it's a good spot for the Wildcats and a tough spot for the Golden Gophers. We'll see how it goes, but officially, once again, it's the fade play in the Golden Gophers with Northwestern minus the 4.5 at home against Minnesota. Next up, we go to the ACC. Even though I'm so excited for the conference tournament games, they are playing a great rivalry game tonight. It's Duke minus the 4.5 against North Carolina. So North Carolina won the first meeting by 9, but I've watched Duke a lot this season, and I think they have the higher ceiling. They have the number one offense in the ACC. Yes, the Tar Heels have the number one defense. It should be a fun basketball game, but I expect the Cameron Crazies to be celebrating all night long after this one. Give me the Dukies. I'm on Duke minus the 4.5 over North Carolina. Next up, we go to the Big East. Finally, a road team for me. How about that? I'm on the Creighton Blue Jays minus the 1 at Villanova. So Villanova could use another marquee win for the resume, and this would be a good one to get. The Wildcats won the first meeting in Omaha by 2 in overtime. Villanova also has wins this year over North Carolina and Texas Tech. The Cats are number 2 on defense in the Big East. Creighton is number 2 on offense in the Big East. Creighton has last played a week ago, defeating Marquette by 14, so they've had some time to come down after that game. Meanwhile, Villanova lost at Seton Hall by 10 on Wednesday. The Blue Jays have won 7 games on the road, but this would be their best road win of the season if they were to get it. This should be another great basketball game of the Big East. I have a feeling Coach Mack and the Jays will gut it out and hit a big shot in the clutch. Shireman, Alexander, Kalkbrenner, that trio's tough to beat. Give me the Blue Jays on the road. I'm on Creighton minus the 1 at Villanova. Then the final game on the card for me is in the Mountain West Conference. It's Nevada minus the 6 against UNLV. So both teams are in a potential letdown spot. Nevada has won 6 straight games, including the big one at Boise on Tuesday. Meanwhile, UNLV has won 5 straight games, including the big one at home on Tuesday over San Diego State. Nevada won the first meeting by 3 at UNLV. That's the only loss for the Running Rebels in the last 11 games. Tyler out there on Twitter is putting that peer pressure on me to back Nevada. And given what this team has accomplished over the last 5-6 weeks, I'm done doubting them. Give me the Wolfpack to win the battle of the state of Nevada. I'm on Nevada minus the 6 against UNLV. No coin flips. I was so focused on college basketball, I forgot all about them. I'll skip that for today. Let's just talk about college hoops. It's so much fun. I am so excited for what's going to happen on Saturday. So let's recap my card. Once again, I could still be adding to the card, so check the show notes and please check out the blog and check out Twitter to see the rest of my plays on Saturday. But the system plays. It's tough to beat a team 3 times in the season when favored by 6 or less. I'm on Wagner plus the 6 at Central Connecticut. I'm on Denver plus the 4.5 against UMKC. I'm on Northeastern plus the 2.5 against Stony Brook. I'm on Wofford plus the 4 against Chattanooga. I'm on Arkansas State minus the 1.5 against Louisiana. Mac Daddy Hoops is on Mount St. Mary's plus the 1.5 against Fairfield. And don't forget to follow Mac Daddy Hoops on Twitter for all his previews and recaps of every game in the MAC Conference. I'm on Wake Forest minus the 3.5 against Clemson. I'm on Mississippi State minus the 4.5 against South Carolina. I'm on Northwestern minus the 4.5 against Minnesota. I'm on Duke minus the 4.5 against North Carolina. I'm on Creighton minus the 1 at Villanova. I'm on Nevada minus the 6 against UNLV. So the front portion of my card with the system play, a lot of underdogs. The back portion of my card, a lot of chalk. It's going to be an interesting day. Enjoy the games. And as always, manage that bankroll. Don't chase money. Have fun. And let's cash some tickets together. Good luck, everyone.